You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, hey, welcome to Nightlight, Wisconsin. How are we doing today? Oh, it is great to have you. It is a Tuesday night. We are broadcasting, as you just heard, from downtown Green Bay. It is a gorgeous, if not a bit chilly night here. I'm still getting used to this, coming on an hour early. And it's it feels like I should still be making coffee, Conrad. I'm not sure I'm supposed to be on the air yet, but I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
You're just where you need to be.
This was all you're doing, too. You begged them to put us on an hour early, and they caved.
That's
the kind of negotiating skills you have. That is the voice of Nightlight producer Conrad Krieger. Great show tonight, folks. Glad you're here. As I mentioned, we are here at our new start time of 5 o'clock, and it's kind of like happy hour because it's like a bonus hour. And you know that old phrase, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. If it's 5 o'clock somewhere, it's definitely 5 o'clock in Wisconsin. So it's kind of happy hour. Are you a happy hour guy, Con? Do you go to happy hour?
I mean, on the weekends, I guess.
Isn't happy hour just a weekday thing?
No, I went to, 2 weeks ago, I went to Anduzzi's.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday, they have a happy hour that lasts all day, pretty much. And it's buy one, get one, you know, domestic beers. And yeah. I enjoyed myself there.
Did you? Did you have a couple of those domestic beers?
I had a couple brews.
Nothing wrong with that. I used to go all the time. It used to be a big deal, like happy hour. It started typically at 4 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and you could go in there. And it's pretty much like when you're in college anyway, that's your whole night. I mean, you start drinking at 4 o'clock as a 20-year-old kid, and it's over, you know.
And then the next day, you don't even feel that bad. You can, all right,
that's true.
Are you guys ready to do it again today?
You have better recovery, exactly.
Yeah, now I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah, I don't really either. Even this is so funny. It's like now when I party in my life, it's non-alcoholic beer and a movie at home. Like it is so like 21-year-old Pete would be so upset with me. It's terrible.
You know, I'm only 26, so I still, you know, like to have fun with my friends out on a bar night.
Yeah. And that's okay to admit. This is happy hour. How often do you get loaded?
Actually, not that much. I realized how much weight is easily gained when you drink that much
right.
in college. So I definitely toned down on it.
I think I got to a point probably in my early 30s where I'm like, why am I doing shots? I like to have a drink, but when you're doing shots, you're just like on a mission. It's like, I want to get drunk fast and I don't want to remember anything. Like, where is the, and there are like, you know, some shots that are worse than others. I know they're like Jägermeisters and they're like, there was a really kind of a lightweight one that sort of tasted good. It was like a lemon lime shot. I can't remember. Kamikaze, maybe?
I know it. It's a lemon drop?
No, I've heard of that. I've heard of lemon drop martinis.
Well, I'm talking about just a shot. And the lemon drops, it just tastes like juice. And that's not good with the shot.
That's not good either. I love it when you go to Marinette to a bar to have like a Bloody Mary, like on a Saturday or Sunday morning or whenever, any day of the week is it's 5 o'clock in Marinette. They give you a Bloody Mary and the Bloody Marys are usually really good. And then they give you a chaser. You heard of this?
Oh yeah, definitely.
But the chaser is like the size of a real beer. It's like 8 ounces of a chaser.
That's the best part.
What do you need a chaser for Bloody Mary for?
I mean, all right, for me, I don't like Bloody Marys at all because yeah. I don't like tomato juice.
I like them. So I mean,
I will have I'll drink the chaser. You know,
and then throw out the Bloody
Mary. One of my friends will have a Bloody Mary and then I'll take the chaser.
It's a big chaser. It's not 2 ounces.
Because like, it always has to be a Spotted Cow chaser.
Well, that's a pretty lofty chaser. But it's like, do the Bloody Mary, shotgun a beer, there's your chaser. Might as well.
Beer, okay.
It's a fun night here, folks. It is a Tuesday here at Nightlight. We have a great show. Lots of great guests tonight. We got a really fun question. We're going to talk about just a couple of issues that are happening here in Wisconsin that I thought were interesting that I saw in the news today. So we'll discuss that. And Conrad's going to give us a little Packer update in a few minutes. But yeah, fun show. Frank Hermans is here at 5:35. The legendary Wisconsin performer from Let Me Be Frank Productions, Frank Hermans. He's going to be here to tell us all about his new Christmas show, which opens at the beautiful Meyer Theater November 28th. And he will be here in studio. Always fun when Frank comes by. Then Ellie Bordeaux from Up North News will be here at 6:35. We will get introduced to Ellie. It's her first time on Nightlight, and she writes some really cool articles. Did you know who created Up North News?
Pat Kratlow.
It's our buddy Pat Kratlow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great
Bang
news source.
Job. Really is. I love the way they present the news. It's like true and it's great. And the stories, somehow they put on like, I don't know, it's just a different feel. There's nothing toxic about it. It's just great. So we'll talk to Ellie at 6:35 and get to know her a little bit. And then our pal Rob Thomas, really outstanding Madison film critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor, will be here at 7:20 to talk movies. Rob has seen a lot of stuff I haven't seen, as usual. He gets these, you know, he's a critic. He gets these inside scoops and gets these early viewings. So he's already seen Wicked, the new Wicked, which opens Friday. I forgot to ask him if he saw Relay, that movie I saw this past weekend at home. And I think he's seen The Running Man. He's seen Pluribus. Yeah. We're going to talk about all these new great, new great content that's out there. So we'll do all of that. What did you think about? I shared that article with you about the move over law.
Yes. I mean, you should definitely. All right, well first.
Common sense, right?
First, you should explain it.
Well, the move over law is there's already a law in place, as I understand it, for emergency vehicles. If there are emergency vehicles pulled over, you have to go into the other lane, police, ambulances, whatever. Yep. But now they're trying to amend that and say that if a car is pulled over, you should get out of the way. And I agree with that too, because somebody could be changing a tire, whatever. But to me, it's, if you're going to pass a law, sure. But that's common sense. I get over anyway. I would never want to risk hitting someone. It seems strange that we need a law for that. But
I mean, whenever I'm driving on the highway and I see someone on the side, I see people in front of me going over too. So I feel like a lot of people do the same thing.
Well, on this video, I think it was on the WBAY news site, they had a video of like this big dump truck that didn't pull over. It's like, what? Or tried to pull over, and the car next to the dump truck wouldn't let it in. It was something like that, but it's horribly dangerous. And I thought this struck a nerve with me because I drive an hour each way to get here, here and back every day. So to me, it's just a no-brainer. And a lot of people listening right now are probably in their cars. So slow down, folks. And if you can, get over. It takes nothing to move over. And you could, I mean, people die. Like, a lot of people die every year from that.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Nice car reference.
Thank you. Yeah. When you're merging into, when you're merging onto the highway.
Yeah.
And that car in that lane is not going to, going to the left lane when they're in the right one.
Right.
And you're trying to merge onto the highway. Like, all right, now I have to slow down, and I just got up to speed. And they're just like, nope, I'm just doing my thing over here. That grinds my gears.
However, you are the one merging. You have to go around them. I mean, common courtesy says, yes, they should move over. If I see someone entering, I typically move over if I can.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the guy merging or the girl merging, you have to slow down and adjust to traffic.
So the last time it did happen, the highway was wide open. That was the only car.
And the guy was just messing with you.
He had to be.
He is probably not a proponent of the move-over law. That's all I'm saying.
I see your point, though. If there's someone in the left lane and they're in the right and they can't even get over, I'm like, that's fine. But
totally.
I don't know. It just grinds my gears sometimes.
Just be nice. Don't be that guy. The other thing I saw that I thought was interesting here in Wisconsin anyway, sports gambling online is not, and we talk about sports on the show periodically. So I'm not a gambler. Are you? That's a yes.
I used to like sports betting. Yes. Used to, I stopped cause I was on a low, on a streak of not winning.
Really?
So I stopped, and funny story. I follow these really funny comedian like duo on Twitter, Instagram, and all that, and they had the site and it said free $25 when you sign up.
Sure.
So I signed up and got a free $25, no deposit necessary, and I won $500.
Really?
I deleted the app. I said, "All right, I'm done."
So you walked away 500 ahead.
Yep, and I didn't even deposit.
And you never went back.
Nope.
Oh, see, dude, that's bookies would be out of business, or these companies if everybody knew when to walk away, but they don't, right? I know friends that have gotten in a lot of trouble, but I don't understand. Like in Wisconsin, they're getting pushback on online sports betting from conservatives and FanDuel and DraftKings. How do you place a bet if you don't go online? Like, why wouldn't DraftKings want, and I'm a bet, obviously, I'm very ignorant about this stuff. Why would they want it not to be legal?
So I guess the only reason this is the only reason I see, and I don't see any other reasons besides this, is that all casinos, you know, in Wisconsin, they have their own sports betting, like sports book, you know, there, and it draws people in because they're one of the only places you can actually bet on sports in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So that's the only way I see it, is like affecting casinos now.
So it'll cut into their business.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's
makes
the
sense.
Only reason I see.
It doesn't affect me anyway. Like, it's something I don't have. I mean, I understand why some friends bet on sports. I get it. But it's just something I never wanted to. I feel like I'd want to watch every game then, like in fantasy football or something. And I just don't want to do that.
Yeah. See, I already have too much money in fantasy football. So.
Well, that's gambling, kind of, but it's fun. You know, you get to be a general manager.
Exactly.
All right, so I think it's time, Conrad, that we get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Here we go. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday. So our question of the night is, who is your favorite animated or Pixar character? I mean, it'd be easy to say Mickey Mouse, because Mickey Mouse is sort of like the granddaddy, thanks to Steamboat Willie, animated character, thanks to Walt Disney. But there's so much animation now. There are shows on TV, movies, kids' films. You've got all the Pixar stuff. So you have a lot to choose from here tonight, folks. Who is your favorite animated or Pixar character? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the text line or drop us a comment on the app. Or if you're watching the radio, let us know and drop us a stream comment. We will read it on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate. And we've got a lot of good entertainment talk coming up in hour number two as well. So we can delve into that. I don't know. I would say, I'm just going to say right away, I'll start us off. Homer.
Oh, yeah.
Homer Simpson is one of my heroes. And then it's a tie. When it comes to Pixar, it's a tie between Woody and Buddy. Buddy. Woody and Buzz. Did I say Woody and Buddy?
I got confused for a second. Like, who? I don't think I've heard of him.
I'm so drunk. I'm sorry. Woody and Buzz. What about you?
How about after the break?
Oh, that's a great tease. Yeah. Conrad's going to give us his favorite animated or Pixar character after this very short break. So great to have you with me tonight on Nightlight, folks. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Charleston was once the rage. History has turned the page.
Welcome back to Nightlight. It's only the third time I've ever sang on this show, Con. And I'm trying to get my pipes ready because Frank Hermes is coming in at 5:35.
Are you going to sing some backup?
I do. I practice at home whenever I know Frank is coming in, but he's got a booming voice, man. Yeah. That guy's like. So Frank will be here at 5:35. Ellie Bordeaux from Up North News at 6:35. And our pal Rob Thomas, Madison Film Critic, at 7:20. Our question of the night is, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday. Who is your favorite animated or Pixar character? Let's have some fun. I say Homer. I know I always do this. Like, I can't. Because I go Homer for out-and-out comedy, but I go Buzz and Woody for just sort of sweet, feel-good movies. So I had trouble kind of figuring out which direction to go in. All right, Con, you've kept us in suspenders here through the break.
Yeah, I'd say it's a tie for my favorite animated, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
And Bugs Bunny. That's the tie for me. Because I can still watch those right now and enjoy them still. When I was a kid, I loved them.
Tom and Jerry, they were the inspiration for Itchy and Scratchy on The Simpsons. And I loved Tom and Jerry, but Bugs Bunny I grew up watching Bugs Bunny. Yeah. He was like Groucho Marx with a carrot instead of a cigar. So good.
Pixar.
All right, that's a good choice.
Pixar, I'd say, I really like the Seven Dwarfs growing up.
Seven Dwarfs?
Or no, that's Disney.
Yeah, but well,
that's what I meant. Where the Pixar and Disney are, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Seven Dwarfs.
Was that animated?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I don't think I ever saw that whole movie. Even when I
was just
like
the Seven Dwarfs.
Are you saying dwarfs or dwarfs?
Yes.
Because dwarf is like the Tim Conway character, Dwarf on Golf, and he would put his legs through the stage so it looked like he was really short. As a golf fan, you should Google. That. Oh, you should Google that. It's very funny. Tim Conway was hilarious, but he was dwarf. I thought you were getting confused.
No.
Before we bring Frank in, and we'll answer a few texts in just a moment. But what is going on with the Packers? They've got.
So last week we had the injury bug hit us.
Yeah.
Well, the game was happening.
I guess that's where I was going. The running back, Josh Jacobs.
So it's definitely less serious.
Okay.
Than people thought, you know? It's MetLife, so people got scared because a lot of people have torn their ACL there.
It's so unforgivable. That's how Soldier Field was, too. You got these multi-million dollar athletes. Put some good turf down, you know? Or sod, whatever it is.
It happened this year to the Giants. Like, their star receiver, it happened to them. Malik Nabers.
Oh, right.
So I don't understand why they'd be like, you know, we should probably take a... It happened to Cam Scataboo as well. He hurt his ankle really bad.
Yeah.
And just, I'm just like, okay, is it time to like, be like, maybe it's us.
You spend a little money.
But I think that, you know, next week is against the Vikings.
Right.
So we just got to stop their offense. And obviously Justin Jefferson.
I do have to say, I know this is not a popular stance here. I know sometimes Packer fans seems like they don't. It seems like they dislike the Vikings even more than the Bears sometimes. But that Viking stadium is beautiful.
Oh, it's one of the best.
That's my favorite. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the Dallas one. SoFi is a little ostentatious. It's got kind of a cool design, but it almost looks too futuristic. Like, Minneapolis has that. That's like the perfect indoor stadium because it looks like you're outdoors with that huge window. Love that. That's a gorgeous stadium.
Yeah, I agree. One of these times, I want to go out there and go to that stadium.
All right. Give us an update, too, if you would, on Giannis. I know Giannis is struggling a bit.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
I mean, yeah, he strained his groin last night, I believe. So he is out for, you know, it's 1 to 2 weeks. So,
right.
But without Giannis, it's like the Bucks.
They're in trouble.
They just got the signing of Miles Turner.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to help him out a lot, but he hasn't done much this year. He's paid a lot of money too, and averaging probably around 12 points.
That's kind of like affect your viewership too. If Giannis is not playing,
oh yeah.
People are like, "Oh, I'll turn on this Golden Girls reunion show." I don't know. I mean, you still watch him if you're a diehard, but
yeah.
All right, let's go to the text line here or social media responses for our question of the night. In honor of Mickey Mouse's birthday, who is your favorite animated or Pixar character? Matt Harper, Green Bay rock rap artist. Love Matt, says Eric Cartman from South Park. I forgot about Cartman. He's awesome. That's a great one, Matt. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom. Lilo and Stitch. Great choice, Paula. Outstanding. Jenny Brand on the social media, on our Facebook feed, says animated equals Sailor Moon. Disney animated equals Gus Gus, the Fat Mouse, and Cinderella. And Pixar equals Edna Mode, the Incredibles. Oh, Edna's great. I love Edna. I have to tell you though, Jenny, I don't know Sailor Moon and I don't know Gus Gus, but I'm sure I've seen Gus Gus. But Sailor Moon is a new one to me. I don't know who that is. Con, do you know who Sailor Moon is?
I think that's an anime, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know that.
I'm not totally sure.
Thank you, Jenny. Conrad says Tom and Jerry. Daniel Wheeler. Danny Wheel says Lumpy Space Princess from the animated series Adventure Time. I remember Adventure Time. Great one, Daniel. Thank you, buddy. Rich Locascio, our favorite wrestling announcer and one of our favorite WRJN personality, says Mr. Meezix from Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty's a great show. You ever watch that show?
You know, I never really got into it, actually.
It's a good show. Very good. Dave, watching the radio on the stream, our pal Dave from Marinette. Originally, he hails from Marinette. I believe Dave is in Madison now. Says Johnny Quest. Remember that one?
No, actually. I have to look it up. I might remember it after I look it up.
Yeah, my son watched. There's so many great ones out there. Dave also says Bugs Bunny ESQ. I don't remember when Bugs got his law degree. But those are great answers. Thank you, everybody. All right, keep those questions coming. We'll read them as they roll in. Frank Hermans is coming up next. Lots of fun here tonight on a Tuesday on Nightlight. So great to have you with me, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba, and this is Nightlight. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me tonight, folks. It is a Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Ellie Bordeaux will be here at 6:35 from Up North News. We're going to talk about where you can get Thanksgiving dinner for the needy. That's going to be really cool. Up North News does some great stuff. Madison film critic Rob Thomas will be here at 7:20. Our question of the night is, in honor of Mickey Mouse's birthday, who is your favorite animated or Pixar character? I said Homer and Buzz and Woody. Well, I said Wuzz and Buddy. What did I say?
Wuzz and Buddy.
I just polished off a bottle of whiskey on my way down from Marinette. And Conrad says Tom and Jerry. So let's ask our next guest, though, what he thinks. He is one of my favorite guests to have here in the studio. And I don't like him personally, but I love when he's on the show, and we just seem to make it work. Mr. Frank Hermans, a Wisconsin entertainment legend, is here. Hey, buddy, how are you?
We are statewide.
Yeah.
That's right awesome.
Now. Right it now. Is, yeah.
So they can listen to me in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Correct.
I believe so.
We're on in all the big markets.
Oh,
I don't know if we're on in Onalaska.
Onalaska.
That's the first name.
Okay, that's
it.
It's pretty cool.
Over by La Crosse. Yeah, beautiful little town.
It's a beautiful area.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic, and thanks for having me. Holy cats, is it getting cold out?
Yeah.
So I got to do the holiday parade this weekend.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Holiday Parade. My wife and I, we sing from 9 to 10, and then we MC, and it's shown
nice.
On NBC 26. So anyway, I'm looking at the weather today. 30 degrees, cloudy. I've done the parade where it was 15 degrees before, because we've done it for like 20 years. And it is hard to sing in that cold weather.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Although, if I will say this, I know I sound like a total Wisconsinite, but I was, when I think I got home the other night, I stopped at my parents and they said, how is it outside? I go, well, it's about 32, but there's no wind. It's pretty nice.
You know, when there's no wind,
it makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. I'm a 50 degree guy. When it's 50 degrees, I'll do everything.
Yeah.
I'll swim.
Same.
I'll go swimming.
I've done that. Here's how stupid I was when I was younger.
Yeah.
I had this great apartment in Chicago when I was like 22.
Uh-huh.
I just started doing stand-up. All my high school buddies from Marinette came down, and it was on the 18th floor. I had two roommates. It was a blast. And I said, we're gonna go out till 4 in the morning because the bars are open all night.
Yeah.
We're going to come back, and we're going to go swim. And it was like mid-October.
Yeah.
So I was the only one that went, Frank, because I was mad at them because they all bailed.
It
and
did.
I crossed Lakeshore Drive like a moron. And I went in the lake for about 5 minutes. And I'm like, and then, you know, your imagination starts going like, what if, like, I die? My friends are like, we tried to tell him not to go. Such an idiot.
You know, we've all done that.
You would have swam with me, though. I would have. You have that streak.
I would do, when I was younger, I'd do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I was all into that rock climbing crap and
yikes,
jumping off cliffs and crazy stuff.
Okay, tell me about that. I can't do the height thing.
Yeah, I was into rappelling. I had this buddy. I worked in Columbia, Missouri at a nightclub called Doc and Eddie's. I ran it. And I had all these college friends, and one was in the whatever we call it in college when you're going to be in the Army, ROTC.
Oh, yeah.
And so he wanted to teach me what an Army Swiss knot was. And you're supposed to use half-inch rope, but we couldn't find half-inch, so we got 3/8-inch. So I tied an Army Swiss seat and went rappelling off a 135-foot cliff with that thing. And it was my first time ever. Now that's dumb.
Whoa.
Army Swiss seat is called. And yeah, it was burnt. Grunted.
He kind of was guiding you?
He was, what was he, 19? I don't know. I was 21, 22 years old.
Oh,
and
man.
I got into that rock climbing, caving, spelunking stuff for a while. That was a lot of fun.
Spelunking does sound interesting.
Yeah. The word.
Not the actual act of
it's a very cool word, spelunking.
It's a very cool word.
It is. Yeah.
Dude, it's a major spelunking last weekend. Yeah. When you say you rock climbed.
Yeah.
I'm free kind climb. Of fascinated by that. Yeah, how does that work? You have nothing tied to you?
But in Missouri, you know, the Ozarks, there's a lot of steep cliffs, but they weren't like the stuff you see like out in Montana and Wyoming where you're climbing on cracks, okay?
Yeah.
These were rocks, and it was straight up, but it was just fun. And I had no fear of heights back then. Now I get on a bridge. You know, I'm like, whoa!
I know.
I can't do roller coasters. I can't do anything anymore. I can't do
roller coasters because you hear of the stuff, people getting stuck upside down.
Well, lately, no, thanks. lots of stuff.
And who's putting them
Somebody
together?
Somebody just died last week.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's terrible.
No, thanks.
Let's talk about singing and stuff. That's safer. It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here, but do you have a favorite cartoon character or Pixar?
Pixar?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I'm trying to think of Pixar, the anger in, what is that show where it's the emotions?
It's Pixar.
My kids, I cry every time
no.
I watch. In and out. Yeah, good.
That's
call.
A great movie.
And the sequel was even better.
Even better. Yeah, I agree.
And the angry guy played by what's his name? The comedian. I love his voice. God, my brain is fried
Kevin
right
Pollack?
Now.
No,
he's the anger guy. He's always mad.
Oh,
and what he does
Jim?
Is comedy. I don't know, but I love the whole. That's my favorite character.
That's
now,
a great.
You gotta look that up now, don't you?
Yes, okay. I do. I love that movie.
He's a lot. He's always mad. You.
Gilbert Gottfried? No,
well, no, it wasn't Godfrey's the duck. Affleck.
Wait, no. Was it In and Out? Like, all I'm getting is like the Kevin Kline movie.
Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Did you have the Google open, Conrad?
I had In and Out too, man.
I thought it was In and Out too until I just looked it up.
You
looked
it made me Inside Out. There we go. I still got young kids, so I go to all these movies yet. So
that's
so
awesome.
I love it. Just saw Predator the other night.
Predator Badlands.
Yeah, loved it.
Really good movie.
Absolutely loved it. And I brought my 10-year-old and my 12-year-old, and they just were fixated.
Did it take you a while? Like, I was watching this and I'm like, there's no humans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're humans and acting as robots, but that was kind of weird.
It's weird.
But it was kind of cool to have the Predator be the good guy for a different.
It was so odd.
Yeah.
Because the other Predator movies,
it's kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Ernie.
Lewis Black.
Lewis Black. Yeah. That's the guy. Love that character. That's my favorite Pixar character.
I had a really weird moment with Lewis Black.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a former comedy club owner. I worked the Funny Bone in Pittsburgh with Lou. Lewis was the headliner. I was the middle act. And my buddy Keith, God rest his soul, was the MC. And Keith would say anything to anybody. And Lewis is confrontational.
Oh, I know.
And Lewis started ripping on Dennis Miller's special. And Keith, that was his island. He goes, well, I totally disagree with you. And it was like, I was just sliding down in the chair. The two of them were like, it was the most uncomfortable. But I kind of respected both of them for not backing off, you know? Like, just sort of.
It's good debate.
It's good debate.
Good debate.
Anyway, all right. So that's a great choice, Frank. And I want to ask you, how did Don't Squeeze the Charmin go?
It went fantastic. It was a great show, great run, like a great turnout. And, you know, we've taken our shows. We used to do 4-week runs. Now we do 3-week runs. So there were bigger houses. And we actually, Procter & Gamble bought 2 shows for their company. It was pretty cool. Bought it out, sold it out. So Well, it was sold out, but they bought it out. But it was great. And you know what's funny? Now that I did a show with Procter & Gamble, so I thought of a show. Let me tell you what you think. Quick Trip the musical, right?
Oh.
So I texted the marketing department, hey, thinking about doing a show in 2027 called Quick Trip the musical. What do you think? Guess what I got? A big no.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Frank. It was classic. Somebody's assistant wrote it. Well, we get lots of requests for things like this. We won't be interested in that at this time.
Okay, so, but do you know what I do?
Yeah, I spelled it out. So I'm doing a show called Quack Trip. No cease and desist on that.
I messed with the wrong guy.
With the same logo. Quack Trip the musical. Watch for it in 2027.
Will you have like songs that are relatable to
I will see you next time, you know, or whatever? Well, the whole thing is they always say, would you like a bag with that?
Yeah.
Would you like a receipt with that? They say the same things. It's like rehearsed, and which is fantastic. Yeah. Quick Trip's a great organization. I got to meet the owner a couple times when we did some fundraising. But
Paul Tripp.
Yeah, met him, and they handed me a big check for cerebral palsy. That was fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So you can't.
People.
Yeah, that's.
I get it. You
but
know,
that's a great. That's ripe for not parody of the business itself, but a story that takes place around a Quick Trip could be kind of fun.
That's
right?
All it's going to be.
Yeah,
I would not. And I haven't gotten permission from a lot of people. I've only got three cease and desist in my life, and one was from Paul McCartney's. I did a show called Beer and Wings. And we used wing songs, and I got a cease and desist. They wanted to see the script, and it said that he ate chicken wings, and they wanted me to take that out of the script. Isn't that crazy? But I got correspondence from the management company.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Paul McCartney. And one was Hee Haw. I called Hee Haw Hoedown. I couldn't use the name Hee Haw, so I just called it Hoedown. And the third was I did a show called Grease Trap, and the logo kind of looked like the logo from Grease.
Yeah.
They said, uh-uh. And I had four songs that were called, they call them, what do they call? Grand rights. Grand rights are like Disney songs and songs in Broadway musicals that you can't use without written permission from the author. So I had to take, night of, I had to take out four songs.
Come on.
Kid you not.
What if you had done them?
Well,
do they
here's
have a
the
guy
deal.
There?
You don't get a, sorry, next time it's $50,000. So
oof,
no, I didn't do it. And I, and they bring spotters. I've had spotters in the audience.
Okay.
They hire a law firm, you know, and send somebody. So I am parody. So I get away with a lot of stuff. But we have ASCAP and BMI that we can do songs from that. But there's certain companies and certain songs that have grand rights you can't do.
That's crazy. Yeah. What you would think a show like Hee Haw that has not been on
in
decades would like a little nostalgic reminder. You could probably watch
that?
Those somewhere. Yeah.
You would think that.
That's crazy. But yeah, Paul McCartney's cool. But how about the reach, man?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's all Warren Gerd's fault. He put a review out, and then the bots. They look for things online, and that's how they find out things. Yeah.
That's why you can't advertise, Frank.
I can't.
I don't think we should talk about your Christmas show.
We should talk about it. There's no rights to any of the songs. So
all right. Good. So tell us, I just want to say, first of all, folks, Frank Hermans, this guy is an institution. He puts out, how prolific are you? Put out all these new shows. And I want to say, last year, your Christmas show, I took my wife and two kids to it.
Yep.
We saw it. And I'm just going to say this. I was not in the Christmas spirit last year. I don't know what the deal was. It's just one of those years.
Sure.
Probably the first year the kids were out of the house, whatever. But I thought, let's meet there. So my son drove up. My daughter came over from Stevens Point. And we met at the Meyer Theater.
Yeah.
All four of us together.
I remember.
The first time, yeah. And we watched that show, and I was in the mood, man. I had the Christmas cheer.
Yeah.
You filled our souls.
I filled your heart with Christmas cheer.
My
heart
magical.
Grew three sizes that day.
You had but the Meyer Theater's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got this great story. I mean, it was a marvelous way to kick off the holidays.
Thank you. And we've written, isn't it crazy? This will be my 26th different Christmas show this year. I come up with a different theme every year, and I think about it all year long. I don't know what I'm doing next year. But this year is kind of a Dr. Seuss thing. It's the who's versus the what's.
Oh, I love that.
Got that?
Yeah.
A little Dr. Seuss. Grinch makes an appearance. He's actually my wife's brother, Tom Grinch.
Tommy G.
Tommy Grinch. Tommy G. And well, here's how Jim Carrey kind of, you know,
oh, nice.
Talk like that, like you're from the you know, almost James Cagney.
Yeah,
you know?
Or Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy,
Mary, you need a rope? I'll throw a rope for you.
All right, let's pick up there. We got to do a very short break. Yep. Frank Hermans is here. Can you sing for us too? You
I, got sure, the I brought guitar. My guitar.
I love it.
We'll do a little song.
We'll do some window photos.
I love window photos.
How about you and I? I'll play air guitar. Out there, and you play air. I'll be backing you up.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. All right. Frank Hermans is here, folks. Always fun when Frank is here. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite animated or Pixar character in honor of Mickey Mouse's birthday? We'll come back, and Frank is going to tell you all about this year's Christmas show, which you absolutely have to check out, and we'll talk about a lot of other shows he's got coming up around the state. Always fun. Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba. Just a little lighthearted Epstein talk.
Lighthearted Epstein talk. We should have a podcast with everything, man. That was pretty
Frank said he listened to a book on tape about Epstein. I automatically thought you meant Juan Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Of course.
I thought, I got to get my hands on this book on
Juan
tape.
Juan wrote a book?
It's not very long. It's about a 9-minute.
Mr.
Cut. He just talked about the overalls. Frank Hermans is here. Folks, we're talking to Frank about many of his upcoming shows. First and foremost, though, is his Christmas show. And it's just called Frank's Christmas, right?
We call it a Frank's Christmas, but it's a different show every year. Yeah. It's just kind of become like a, it's kind of an institution. I tell you what, people have been coming for 26 years. They bring their kids. Wow. You know, it grows and grows. And as I was telling you off camera, can I say that?
Because
I'm on camera here. That, you know, a third of my income is made in the month of December. It is a huge show. 23 performances of Christmas. And, you know, it seats, you know, over 1,000 people in there, and there's some nights we'll sell out.
That is so amazing.
It's just wonderful, the attendance. And we make the thing, normally our shows are PG-13. This one is PG. I mean, I say heck. That's the, as far as we go. There's
like
no innuendos.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What? In fact, I talk like an elf, so what the heck is, sorry for my profanity, Cindy Lou. Don't be saying that. Heck, what the heck?
Watch your language.
Yeah.
Have you ever done an NC-17 show with somebody?
I think the Brady Bunch was a little NC-17.
Really?
Because, in fact, we got a little comments because there was a lot of stuff happening in that show with Greg and Mom and Cindy and some other things. And somebody said that it was incestual. Well, those were actors.
They're actors.
Was not a real family.
Right.
So we hit on some of those things that were in there. And I'm like, that's the Brady Bunch aren't real people. Right, right. They're not real.
Relax. Yeah. And they're step siblings. We've all messed around with step siblings.
Hasn't?
Come on. Give me a
break.
Come
on. I had a first cousin. Did I just say that out loud? Hope you're not listening. I'm kidding.
I was kidding, Frank. That was a trap. I didn't know.
You
I can't believe
me.
You went there.
I'm easily swayed.
So who's in the show this year? Obviously you and Amy, your wife, I assume. And then any of the kids in the show this year?
No, we have the kids. We have our 10-year-old and 12-year-old singing before the show, and they're doing
nice.
A funny version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Remember that with Olive the other? Who's Olive? You know, they make little comments on it.
Nice.
So it's funny. So they're on Fridays and Saturdays, they're going to perform before the show that song. So it's always wonderful.
Is that your favorite holiday? It's got to be.
Christmas?
It's
of
so,
course.
Yeah, I mean,
I have 8 kids, so Christmas at our house is,
speaking of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, no kidding. Is phenomenal. And, you know, just the gifts and the food and the, you know, the Packers are playing that day too this year. No, they're playing on Thanksgiving. I'll be watching that one too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always a great time, Christmas. And plus, it's like having a day off. I'm not doing a show.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is great. Your show runs from November 28th through December 27th, mm-hmm. Frank's Christmas. Does it have a title, like a subtitle under Frank's
Christmas? Frank's Who Christmas.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I get okay. It. Yeah, yeah. Were you a big fan of Dr. Seuss growing
up? I love Dr. Seuss. In fact, when I was writing the show, I said, kids, give me all your Dr. Seuss books. Because I wanted to put in lines. Like, if you come to the show, you'll hear Cindy Little go, well, I want to get the mayor present. I'll give him one fish, two fish, maybe a blue fish and a red fish. You know, Fidwick the Moose makes it, the Cat in the Hat. You know, the Onceler makes not an appearance, but in the verbiage.
Yeah,
I use a lot of Dr. Seuss lines.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's fun.
How fun.
Yeah.
So when did you have this show done and ready?
I had this show written, probably would have been a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were getting Christmas music. First, I get the music, okay? And this one is a little bit more modern. We have some Sia in there. We got some George Michael. We got some, you know, secular and non-secular music in there. But there's some songs that maybe you haven't heard in a while. Remember Step Into Christmas by Elton John is in the show. Step into Christmas, let's join together.
Oh, I don't
anyway,
know that one. Nice.
And Christmas is a time to say I love you, Billy Squire.
Nice.
So
Billy Squire's
yeah,
got
little Billy Squire's got a Christmas song. It's
that.
A big hit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So little Kelly Clarkson in the show.
Who is your favorite, like, of the pop singers that sing Christmas songs, like Mariah Carey or Careless Whisper? Not Careless
George,
Whisper.
George Michael.
George Michael.
I've been a huge fan of Last Christmas my whole life, and I've never sang it in a show. So this is my first time singing this song in a show. And I sing it all the time when we do the Christmas parade or we got private parties and stuff. And I've always wanted to do that song. And it's one of the songs that's been recorded by hundreds of artists too. But I wanted to stay true and do the original kind of sound, the Wham sound, and you know the Casio keyboard sound in the background, and the drum machine. It sounds great.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Frank Hermans is my guest. He is the founder of Let Me Be Frank Productions. They travel all over the state, and he is an absolute institution here in Northeast Wisconsin. Check out his Christmas show at the Meyer Theater. I just realized you've been here almost a half hour. You haven't even played anything yet, but we'll do that after the news.
Can sounds
we do
good.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us quickly, we got about a minute and a half till break, till the news, but you got a show tomorrow at a school.
I do.
I love that.
Gillett High School. We do a fundraiser for the FFA. They're sending some guys over, some kids over to Ireland. So it's a fundraiser. It's at Gillett High School. It's our tribute show. Elvis, Reba, Neil Diamond, George Jones, Karen Carpenter, Adele. And we do our Christmas show, and there are tickets available at the door. It's dinner and a show. It's at 6:30, Gillett High School. And then Saturday, we're up at Venue 906 in Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
Doing our Christmas tribute show up there also. So we're doing that show, I think, 7 times on our off days of the Christmas show in the next month and a half.
That's so great. So can people book you guys?
Yeah.
How would they find out?
920-371-4070. Frank, letmebefrankstack.com.
Just gave his phone number over the radio.
You know what? I put my cell phone everywhere. Because I want to know if you can't get tickets, if I can help you out. You know, if you're spam, I'm going to answer and not order your roofing or your windows, but I'll talk to you.
That's
and
why.
I'll tell you tickets.
I love this guy. Yeah. That's so great. A great sweatshirt, too. People watching on the stream.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like a retro? Where'd you get that?
It's a retro. Lambeau Field. I got this. I also do Curly Lambeau in impersonation. In fact, I'm doing it Friday for a group from Germany is coming in. So I'm playing Curly Lambeau.
Oh,
Curly Lambeau!
Sucks to be Frank Hermans. We're coming back, folks, for Act Two after the news. Don't go anywhere. Frank's going to perform in the studio. We got movie talk coming up and Up North News talk coming up, too, in hour number two. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.